They're toast. Revelation 20 is where Christ takes out the trash at the end of the millennium. Look at Revelation 20, verse 7. When the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Now, right away, that's pretty interesting to let Satan out of his prison. Wouldn't you think if you've got Satan locked up in prison, if you got Satan in the bottomless pit, wouldn't you just throw away the key and just leave him down there? But you know, God chooses to let him out. Why? Well, here's the question. Why is he allowed to do his thing now? I mean, why is Christ letting the devil walk the earth right now and deceive people? The Bible says he deceives the whole world. Why is he allowed to operate? It's part of God's plan to allow him to operate, so much so that even after God has locked him up, he's going to let him out on purpose. He's like, all right, let's release the devil. Why is the devil being released? What is his function? What does he do? He is the great trash man. He's the garbage collector. He's the garbage man. Think about it. Why is the devil released at the end of the millennium? One reason, to collect the trash. Look what the Bible says here in verse 8. He shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to do what? To gather them. To gather them to get. What's the devil's purpose? To gather all the trash, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea, and they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. So they're brought so that the trash can be burned. At the beginning of the millennium, there are three unclean spirits that come out of the mouth of the dragon, Satan, out of the mouth of the false prophet, and out of the mouth of the Antichrist. And these three spirits of devils working miracles go out to deceive the kings of the earth to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. So even the battle of Armageddon, how do they get there? The devil collects them. The three great trash collectors, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the devil, collect all the trash in Armageddon, and Christ wipes them out at the beginning of the millennium. Then he sets up his kingdom, brings other people, and starts cracking heads, wiping people out. But then at the end of the millennium, he's like, all right, we got more garbage to collect. He doesn't do that dirty work himself. He says, all right, let's open up hell, let's get out the devil so he can collect all the garbage and gather it to the battle of Gog and Magog, and then he just torches all the trash. He's just burning trash is what he's doing here.